The rainbow flag, a meaningful symbol. Love is love, a captivating phrase. Inclusive representation, a statement to make good on. Conversation and awareness, festivals and events, respect for different perspectives. These are some of the hallmarks associated with June being designated as Pride Month in North America. Here in our city, our region, there are people and organizations dedicated and passionate about advocating for members of the LGBTQ+ community. One such group is Pride Niagara and the annual festival they coordinate. Before we can dive into what this group does, we must ask ourselves, do we know what Pride is about? What is being done to improve representation, acceptance, and equality? What more can be done? These questions and more will be asked and answered with today's guest, Enzo DeDavidas, Chair of Pride Niagara. Join us for a colorful conversation as we get proud and discover. What's up, Welland? So today we are joined by Enzo DeDavidas. Am I pronouncing that right, Enzo?
No, but it sounds like you did a really good try.
Okay, how do we say your name?
It's DeDavidas.
DeDavidas.
There you go.
Okay, so Enzo is joining us from Pride Niagara. Enzo, welcome. Thank you for joining What's Up, Welland.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
As we've said, June is Pride Month. But before we get into what's happening over the next few weeks, I know it would benefit our listeners to learn about what Pride is about. And since you're joining us on behalf of Pride Niagara, what does this organization do and how does it benefit those in our community?
Well, what we do is provide LGBTQ+ connectivity and social and environments and activities for the Niagara region. So the importance of it is just to have an actual celebrating positive space. I don't really like to say safe space because that's different for everyone. Like the word safe is your own interpretation. What makes you feel safe and what makes me feel safe may not be the same thing, but we provide a positive space in the Niagara region for connectivity, to have an actual social interaction, just like everybody else in the Niagara region. But there aren't many opportunities for our community to have that.
So, I mean, I think that's a really good point, right? The interpretation of safe space is different for everyone. So I like that the focus is on creating that positive space because that's critical, as you mentioned. So one of the questions I have as somebody with young kids at home, and certainly as June rolls around, we start to see the rainbow flags more prominently. We raise them here at City Hall. People put them in their windows and we see them when we're out and about. And so for kids, they see a rainbow flag and they love the colors. It's hard not to.
Right.
And you know, there's all of a sudden there's this prominence of them. And I know my kids have kind of asked me before, like, what are they? What do they mean? And I try to explain a little bit about what they represent and what they mean to the broader community, but I don't know if I always do a great job. So for parents like myself and any other parents who get that question from their kids, how would you explain the significance and the symbolism behind the flag so that it doesn't go over their head,
right?
But that you're still, you know, not just saying, oh, well, it's a colorful flag for, you know, representing a group of people, because you want to do it more justice than that too.
Right.
So tips and tricks for Menzo. Let's hear them.
I guess depending on the age, and like you said, you don't want it to go over their head. The fact that you're trying is already a great step, because being an ally and being informed is a constant thing that you have to keep growing and adding to. So that's great. I would tell them that it's a flag that symbolizes acceptance and equality for everyone, that there's so many different colors in there and there's so many different variations of each color and different shades of each color. It's just a flag that means this is for everyone to feel loved and equal. So kids, I don't think overthink it. I think it's the parents that are thinking it's a little bit harder. If you just tell them it just means love everybody and everybody's together. Oh, great. I bet you their next thing is going to be about ice cream or about being a firefighter or something like that.
So there we go. I love that. That's simple. It's about love and acceptance and, you know, basically treating everybody.
That we're all together.
We need
it's
to think,
equality, right? We're all one.
As adults, we need to think like kids on probably more than one occasion, but definitely on this one.
Absolutely. Because kids take to that acceptance piece maybe a little bit more naturally and organically. With Pride Niagara, do you see that that younger generation is easier to uptake the positivity of your message, that it's not, it's not as much work because it's the positive message is more out there?
Right. Yes, definitely. Well, we have events all throughout the year. So we do probably about three or five different events each month. So it's not just Pride Week. It's not just the first week of June. So we do a storybook reading for kids. We do a drag storybook reading. And the parents are mesmerized and they're bringing their kids. And they want, it's kind of like they're going to Disneyland. They want the kids to take that picture and they want to say, oh, do this. And the kids are just chill. They're happy. They're enjoying it. But their questions aren't about drag or inclusivity or diversity or how pronouns, because they just accept all that naturally. Mm-hmm. Their questions are, I like the color purple. What's your favorite color? Or that's nice. I have a dress too. Or I have the same thing. Look at my runners. Like they're enjoying it because they're just taking it for what it is. Something that they enjoy, something that's happy and a positive person being positive to them. So they're not really, they're totally accepting about it. I think it's just the adults that put that adult mentality to it and think, oh, this must be harder. I can't just accept something for what it is. And what it is just positive.
Keep things simple like kids.
Yeah, that's it.
So Enzo, we know City of Welland is diverse culturally, socially. We are growing. If we're going to continue being a welcoming place for the people already here, the people coming here, focusing on quality of life is essential. And it's reassuring to be in a city that has been taking action to encourage conversation and show commitment to representation and inclusivity for the LGBTQ plus community. If you're not aware, you're going to know right now, City of Welland has started an advisory committee that reports to council for LGBTQ plus matters. And alongside our iconic Bridge 13, very soon, there's going to be a rainbow sidewalk, permanent fixture in City of Welland. What, in your opinion, is the significance of these actions that Welland is taking and other communities that have already taken these actions, other communities that could take these actions?
Well, I think it's fantastic that Welland is taking those steps to increase the diversity and inclusivity, because you can't really have one without the other. So we can't just say we're diverse and then not have inclusivity, and you can't be inclusive and not be and have the diversity. So it's great that they are taking the steps. And what it means is that they're actually aware that they haven't been doing it and that's something they need to fix. I feel sometimes people do that work and they're waiting for like, wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much for doing it. Although it's much appreciated, I feel it is the city or the municipalities realizing that they were lacking this and they care enough about their community and they care enough about their municipality and their city that they want to make it better and grow together. That it's not just the one aspect of their city that they have been serving all these years just because it was second nature. They're realizing that Niagara has a lot more people, a lot more culture, a lot more diversity, and we need to be acknowledged and incorporated into our communities, because we can't just throw the word community out when we're not acknowledging so many aspects of it. And Niagara is filled with so many amazing, diverse people. So it's great. It's very important to see that, because it makes me want to continue doing what I'm doing. Living in the Niagara region and being a gay man myself, that's why Pride Niagara started, myself and four other people. We didn't have the social atmosphere. We didn't have the connectivity. We work here. We went to school here. Our family's here and we love it in the Niagara area, but there was nothing to do for us. We couldn't feel safe, quote unquote. We didn't have a good place to go and hang out just for a drink or to go and meet people or go on a date or anything like that. We'd have to be rushed off to Hamilton or Toronto, and it just was odd. So the fact that the municipalities are seeing that after Pride Niagara has been around for 12 years. So the fact that now each municipality is doing something, they all do the flag raising now, multiple are doing the crosswalks and installing benches and things of that nature. That's fantastic.
And it's, you know, it's not a matter of, you know, hey, we're doing this thing. It's a continuation, right? It's not just, hey, we established a committee. Great.
And you should be speaking about it. You should be acknowledging it. But I don't want to make it seem like you shouldn't be proud for doing those things, because it's definitely something you should acknowledge and talk about. But it's, like I said, being an ally, it's a continuous development. It's things that we have to always keep working on. So it's great to see it's happening. I'm thankful it's happening, but I was waiting for it to happen.
For sure. If that makes sense. No, absolutely. And again, right, with a committee of any kind, it's you can strike a committee, but if you're not taking into account what they're saying or what they're bringing to the table, then it's almost, what's the point, right? So,
right.
You know, I think we're starting to see some more of those actions being taken across the region. And that was one of the reasons I was excited about our conversation today, because a lot of what we've done has been, you know, hyper-local, hyper-Welland. But this transcends Niagara.
Absolutely.
Ontario. This is, you know... This is not an isolated issue by any, not an issue, that might be the wrong word, but you know what I mean, right? This
right,
is
yes.
a conversation that can reach all corners of the globe, and it will resonate with people. And I'm just throwing that. I don't have a question attached to this. I just wanted to make that comment. No, that's why I'm excited for today's conversation.
And I'm excited to see these advisory boards start popping up in each municipality and the crosswalks and all those things, because living here for so long and having a great family here and friends and working, it was, I love the area. So it was just frustrating and was almost somewhat disappointing that there, it wasn't there, because you couldn't make that final connection. It's like, why do I like this area so much when it doesn't like the majority of people like me? Sure. Like I find a lot of times in our community members, we won't speak up or we won't say much because we're grateful that nobody bothers me at work, or I never had a problem, or, oh, you grew up here, so no one's ever bothered you. But that's not the situation for everyone. It's definitely not the situation for the majority in the Niagara region. So these things happening, so they see there's an advisory board, that blows people's minds. Like that's a big deal to know and hear about.
So we've kind of grazed it about some of the things we are starting to do or doing a little bit more, but I would imagine there's still quite a bit of work to do and more things that we can engage in. As somebody who, you know, you advocate for equality and equity every day, probably in every conversation that you have, both just as an individual, but certainly as, you know, chair of Pride Niagara, are we making headway at an appropriate kind of speed, or do we need to kick it into high gear and start moving along a little bit quicker?
That's a tough one. Is it an appropriate speed? I don't know. Like that's definitely tough to call. I think it feels right. It feels organic. It feels natural. A lot of times during the month of June, that's when a lot of places will be like, oh, let's get that the gay card now. Let's do something pink. Let's do something. Mm-hmm. Let's put a rainbow on something. But I know from experience working with Welland and the other municipalities that Welland has progressively always been involved in that conversation. So that's a positive. So you are like the city is working progressively and continuously to do that. I think the Niagara region, we're pretty lucky. I think it has been a lot more comfortable. And a development has been a lot more comfortable. There's more events. There's more places that you wouldn't think normally would have LGBTQ plus events that are branching out, that are welcoming, and that are asking to be a part of the community and realize that they can't just put a sticker necessarily up on their door. They have to actually be held accountable. That just having a person that identifies as gay working there does not make you a quote unquote safe space. That does not make you an ally because you happen to know gay Steve. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that was a lot of it for so many years. I think now people are being held accountable that you can't just say, oh yeah, I know gay Steve. He's great. Like I have never met gay Steve. So
he might not be great.
Like I have no idea. I have no idea who Steve is.
So sorry, Paul, I just want to cut you off quickly. So you'd mentioned the term ally, right?
Yes.
And I think that is a misunderstood term, and you touched on it a little bit, right? It's not just about putting a sticker in your window or hiring or having a gay employee on staff. So what do we need to better understand about the term ally and how that is something that, yeah, I'll leave it at that. How can we better understand the term ally as you see it?
It's not something that you can just do a course on and finish and say, I'm an ally now. It's a constant evolution. It's always educating yourself. It's always listening in order to be heard. It's always taking what you hear from someone and accepting it as what they're telling you, opposed to, oh, that's not true. Don't think that way. Or you're overthinking it. Don't chalk down what they're saying. Like you have to take this information in. It may not be what you've experienced, and that's the privilege that you haven't had to experience that. Mm-hmm. So it's a constant it's a constant development. It's constant education, and it's listening to see what your community is saying, to hear what your community is saying, to see what your community is struggling with and what they want, and try to add that. You can't fight the fight individually. You can't say, I'm here and I am so positive. I'm such a great ally and I love LGBTQ plus and wear all the shirts and all the buttons and the whistles and such. It doesn't matter unless you're actually listening to the community and unless you're actually doing something for the community. During this month, a lot of businesses or organizations will make donations and to the larger organizations or like huge worldwide initiatives, but they won't do anything locally. They will give $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, an obscene amount of money to a large pride festival in Toronto, for example. But to fund one in Niagara or their backyard, they will have problems dealing $500.
Wow.
A lot of times they'll have issues like, oh, we don't know. We don't really have that budget. But it's like, I know you have that budget because you just spent like $100,000 for Toronto because it's their bang for their buck.
Right.
And they think, oh, look how great we are. There's a picture of us with gay people in Toronto. And
gay Steve.
And that's where you are. Look, it's me and Steve in Toronto. Yay. But they forget that Steve's got a brother in Welland. Steve's got a cousin in Niagara Falls. And they're also LGBTQ. They're also queer. And you're not acknowledging them. And it almost pushes that and that feeling that you can live here and you can work here and you can go to school here and spend your money, but I don't really want to know where you'd like your money to go, because when you have you can work, spend your money here and go to Toronto and do your gay stuff. But then afterwards, go to Toronto, visit Steve, and you can come back and everything will be great. So we make a point of holding people liable to that. Mm-hmm. So the sponsors that we have, for example, for Pride Niagara, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do any of the events that we have all year, never mind the month of Pride. And they have been dedicated sponsors all year. So we're so grateful for them, and we always highlight them. And they're with us all year long. It's not just the month of June, which is rare.
Yeah. So if somebody did want to become a sponsor or get involved or, contribute financially, would they contact you, visit your website? Yeah, what's the best route for somebody to go?
Pride Niagara is on the name on all our social media. info@prideniagara.com is the easiest way of getting hold of someone. We pride ourselves on that we don't fundraise within our community necessarily. Like, we're not asking, oh, we have to do something for us. Let's pay for this. Or there's a crosswalk. Let's raise money to pay for our crosswalk. We don't need to spend money on ourselves to be acknowledged.
Right.
So we don't need to spend money on celebrating ourselves. We don't need to spend money on those things. And that's been the case for so many years. Myself growing up here, that was always something we did. So we make a point for Pride Niagara and our events that we keep them, if they're not free, they're just covering the cost. They're as accessible as possible financially, accessible to the location. We always want to make sure we give as much as we possibly can for the lowest ticket price. Some of our major events like Pride in the Park, it's an all-day event and it's completely free. And some of the artists there that you would be seeing and meeting and to get your picture with, normally you'd be paying over $100 to see the one, and it's free all day and it's all ages. So we reach out to the corporate sponsors. We reach out to the community organizations and businesses that we're all spending money on all year round, saying our community's here. We're buying your products. We're buying your wine. We're going to your restaurants. We're using your banks. It's time for you to do something actually in the Niagara region, mm-hmm. and not show me that sticker of or that picture of you and Steve. Like, Steve is great and everything, but.
And so with regards to the festival, you touched on some of the events. What events can people look forward to? What are you most excited about for the 2022 festival?
We have a couple new events, so I'm really excited about that. We have our kickoff party May 28th at the Meridian Center, which is crazy awesome. And that's with Alaska from RuPaul Drag Race. And it's our competition for a Pride Niagara ambassador. So we pick somebody to be our ambassador throughout the year. We have our usual events that we normally do. We have the flag raising at all the municipalities again, which is amazing. The Unity Awards, which highlights successes of LGBTQ plus individuals, organizations, and groups in the Niagara region. So that's pretty close to my heart. We have our Pride Prom, which is at the Performing Arts Center. It's an all-age prom. It's for people that didn't necessarily feel like they wanted to or they could go to their prom, or kids that want to experience prom but don't think they could do it now, or people that thought, you know what, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I couldn't go to my prom, and you know, I think I could do this one. So it's the same concept as a prom, but with a queer spin and aspect of it. That is a completely free event, all ages, at the Performing Arts Center. We also have a prayer service at Silver Spiral Church on Sunday morning, and we also have a new event called High Tea. Played off of High Tea and like a Mad Hatter thing, but it's High Tea, like Alaska. It's another free event. It's a tea party with, we dress up for the occasion, as flamboyant or artistic as you'd like. There's free food, a typical High Tea types of foods, pictures, music, and we have one big head table of political figures, activists, personalities, and LGBT allies. So we can have an open and friendly and honest conversation over tea.
Wow.
Yeah, just a little spilling of the tea.
There's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, there is a lot. We have a lot of events. And we're doing some movie viewings with the Performing Arts Center as well. So we're doing Paris is Burning, and we also have Rocky Horror Picture Show. So they both have questions and answers, period, during it, and special guests.
Is the Pride Festival solely based within St. Catharines, or will you ever grow beyond St. Catharines and come to other municipalities?
We would love to we do throughout the year, we do events in different municipalities. Like we probably, we're in Fonthill, we're in Niagara Falls, we do a lot in Welland, Thorold, but for the main Pride Week, a lot of the events end up being St. Catharines just because that is where we found the bulk of the population has the most success to. Like the public transit, for schools, everything. It just seems more accessible there. And that is the municipality that has offered the most spaces for us to use and benefit from. But we definitely do events all year in the different municipalities. But if anybody's out there listening and you would like in a Pride event during Pride Month in your municipality, we would definitely do that. We're always looking for more partners and to work with more people.
So basically people should reach out to you at info@prideniagara.com and take that conversation further.
Yes, please and thank you.
Well, before we get to our very last question, which is our favorite on What's Up Welland, I just want to leave it open to you if there's anything else you would like to add, if there's anything else you would like people to know about Pride Niagara, about Pride in general, just kind of open floor to you for anything maybe that we didn't touch on today.
Well, definitely that Pride, the festival itself and the whole concept of Pride is not just LGBTQ2+. It is for everyone. It's everyone that has a sense of pride that wants to celebrate that, that wants to celebrate themselves, the diversity and inclusivity. Everyone is welcome. And we pride ourselves on that, that we want everyone to feel welcome. We want everyone to celebrate their true selves. So if you're doing that and you're treating each other with respect, you're already winning. And that's Pride all year. If you have any questions or anything that you think would be a great opportunity to work together or any partnerships, we're always open for new events. We have a diverse concept of events. We do all ages. We do tons of family friendly. We do 19+. We pretty much do it all. It's long as we can work together. 50-50 involvement, 50-50 liability, 50-50 reward. So yeah, just message us at info@prideniagara.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed today's conversation. But before we let you go, we ask every guest, pineapple on your pizza, yes or no?
I would definitely say yes, because the more the merrier. Like versatility is key.
There you go. All right. We got another one in the yes column. Well, again, Enzo, thank you so much for chatting with Paul and I today. Really appreciate it. I think anybody who listens to this episode is going to have a lot to take away, which is great. And like I said, this is a conversation that doesn't just resonate with listeners here in Welland. It goes far beyond. So again, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Enzo.
Both. Thank you both. Have a great day.
So it's that part in the episode where we get to bridge the gap, and my takeaway from the conversation with Enzo, the conversation that we recorded, and the even longer conversation Mark and I got to have with him afterwards, is the concept of being an ally. And if one can be an ally for the Pride community, it means staying educated, staying aware, staying mindful of those in our community, and whether our community is Welland, Niagara, the province, the country, staying mindful of those who don't have the easy representation that others do, and the actions we can take to advocate for them, to educate ourselves, to work so that they have a voice and have some representation. Mark, what was your takeaway today?
There was a lot. And I don't even know if I have one specific thing that I can kind of hone in on. I love everything you said about, you know, what it means to be an ally and how we can frame that through our own personal lens. So I think for me, Paul, I'm just going to let today's episode stand on its own, because I know everything that Enzo said is going to land differently with people. Bits are going to resonate a little stronger in some areas than others. So I'm just, yeah, I loved the conversation that we had today. I learned a lot. It's one of the things that we get to do when we have our guests come on, is we get to learn a little bit more about their organizations or their service clubs or their events, or, you know, just who they are and the people they represent or the groups that they serve or whatever it might be. So, you know, having Enzo on to kind of kick off Pride Month or right before, I think was great. You know, again, thank you to Enzo for taking the time to join us. And I hope everybody enjoyed listening to today's episode. If you have any questions or want to learn more about Pride Niagara, check them out online 100%. As Enzo mentioned, they're always looking to build partnerships in the community. So definitely reach out. So that's it for us today. Thank you again for listening. You can check us out at engagewelland.ca/podcast. And we will catch you next time on What's Up Welland.